Although this week marked the 65th anniversary of the liberation of Buzzing and West Bohemia by General Patton's Third Army. And to mark the anniversary, Rob Cameron travelled to the spa town of Konstantinov-Lasnje, headquarters of the US Army's 16th Armored Division. There he spoke to veteran George Thompson, the son of the 16th Armored Division B Company Commander Charles Noble, and George Patton Waters, a grandson of the legendary General Patton.
General Patton's Third Army rolled into the spa town of Konstantinov-Lasnje this week, or at least a few dozen jeeps and half-tracks belonging to Czech military enthusiasts. The sleepy town played a significant role in the liberation of Czechoslovakia. The Americans gradually established command posts for two divisions here and set up camps for 50,000 German prisoners of war who were desperate to avoid falling into the hands of the Red Army advancing from the east. Among the US soldiers guarding the POWs was George Thompson. Now in his 80s, he shared his recollections of the liberation over goulash and dumplings at a lunch held in the veterans' honor.
I'm George Thompson from Salem, Oregon at this time. Well, we left from Perth, Germany. We charged right in all the way to Nizhny, Czech Republic. There's where we had our first battle and last battle, by the way. Anyway, we captured a lot of Germans, and we took their rifles and weapons, put them in the middle of the street, set them on fire. After that, we stayed that night, then moved out through Pilsen and up to the what's called Bory Airport now, was the Bory Airport, and we repaired German vehicles. The field was full of German vehicles, you know, and the Germans had disabled them all. They had reached under the dash and pulled all the wires off, so our job was to hotwire them, start them, and then we'd give them to the city government.
At that point, was there very much a sense that the war's over and it's now just a question of mopping up and trying to maintain an orderly capitulation from the Germans?
No, you can ask every soldier here, and they'll say, all we want to do is go home. Don't care about anything else. Just get us home. And, well, I guess we're fortunate there were enough stations here to get the PWs home and the displaced persons. We went to Marienbad for a short time after that, and there was a huge displaced persons camp there on the airport. And I can't estimate how many there, probably several thousand. And all we were doing there was guarding them so they wouldn't walk away, but they didn't want to go because they were getting food and bath, you know, and I guess getting a paper so that you leave.
What was the reception like from the Czech people as you gradually liberated the villages from the border of Germany towards Pilsen?
Well, I personally did not get any accolades from the little town we went in. As we're marching the prisoners through the town to the PW enclosure, the Czech civilians in that town would take bats, rakes, shovels, anything they could do, and whack those poor guys. Our medics took care of many more Germans than they did us guys.
So it was your job to protect
right. The
German POWs?
I protected the best I could, but there was, you know, it was too many. The sidewalk was lined with people, you know. But, I knew how the Czechs felt, but still I couldn't allow them to beat up on prisoners, you know.
And what's it like coming back now to Pilsen? How many times have you been back?
Six, I believe.
Six times?
Yeah.
So this is really something that you feel strongly about?
Very much, yeah. And the marvelous thing is I make new friends every time. So I've got many friends here now, and they're all anxious to take care of us. Yeah, it's amazing.
George was among a handful of US veterans who came to Konstantinov-Lasnje for the unveiling of a new memorial in a tranquil patch of grass in the town centre. Also present at that ceremony was Charles Noble, a veteran of the Korean War and the son of Colonel Charles Noble, who was in charge of the 16th Armoured Division's Combat Command B. Charles Noble Jr. spoke of his father's frustration at not being allowed to continue eastwards and help liberate Prague from the Nazis.
That's certainly true, and that was one of my father's greatest disappointments in his life. Some of his troops got to within 11 miles of Prague, and it's reported that some even got into Prague, some of the scouts, but not the main forces. And, of course, General Patton wanted to free all of Czechoslovakia if he could, but command at the higher level made them stop and return to the demarcation line. But
for political reasons.
Yeah, political. That's when the politicians, as usual, messed up the war.
President Truman and General Eisenhower were both keen to avoid conflict with Stalin, who saw Eastern Europe as the spoils of war after sacrificing millions of Soviet lives to defeat Hitler. So General Patton was ordered to halt his advance west of Prague. In the end, most of Czechoslovakia was occupied by the Red Army, sealing its fate as a Soviet satellite, something that was accepted by Patton with ill-concealed fury. His grandson, George Patton Waters, regularly attends the veterans' trips to the Czech Republic.
Well, but he was a warrior, not a politician. General Eisenhower was a politician. You have to remember that the Russians lost like 23 million people to do what they did. We lost in the hundreds of thousands. And I think that General Patton was given an order and he carried it out. Now, whether some Americans went on to Prague, I don't know. They weren't supposed to. But sometimes we don't see everything that goes on. And I think General Patton was a very understanding man. Yes, he was frustrated. Very, very frustrated.
We've heard that this may be the last major anniversary that is attended by large numbers of U.S. veterans as the march of time takes its toll.
Looking at the age, it may be. But I think the point is this is the best for them this year. Last year was the best for those last year. And next year, those that will come back, I'm sure will. It's a sad thing, but it does take its time. But you haven't forgotten. And the children of these people will continue to come back because this is something we can't forget. And war is, General Patton said, war is the greatest sport you can endure. But the outcome is also the worst you can endure. And so as General Patton was a very sporting man, I think he passed on to his men and they pass on to their children that the war was intolerable, and we don't want to do it again.
The veterans are old men now. Some needed a helping hand past the rows of seats lined up in front of the monument. But when the Czech anthem played, they all stood to attention and saluted. A touching moment and a reminder of the unique bond that exists between this part of the country and the United States of America.